We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Excited for a road trip? Start it off right with auto coverage from American Family Insurance. J.D. Power ranked us number one in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance shopping experience among mid-size insurers. Get a quote at AmFam.com.
American Family Insurance.
For J.D. Power 2021 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics.
SEO 101.
SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm is now in session.
Hello, and welcome to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and unfortunately, my co-host Jennifer Evans-Lakoff, Director of Social Media at SiteLogic, can't join me today. I do, however, have a great guest. I've got Mr. Joost de Vaak, who is a well-known WordPress developer and general online marketeer. I have Joost here to discuss the best practices for optimizing a website for WordPress. And I know that's a hot topic, so I'm hoping enough people can tune in to get a lot of value out of this. And thank you for joining me today, Joost. How are you doing?
Thank you. Well, thanks for having me. I'm doing quite fine, actually. Awfully busy at the moment, but we're doing good.
Excellent. So are you an independent, or are you working for a company, or is Joost.com your actual company?
No, it's not. I work for Orange Valley, which is a small, reasonably new online marketing company. Well, not really online marketing. We call it revenue optimization company, online revenue optimization. So that's our business. We basically do multivariate testing, A/B testing, web analytics, and helping our clients get from data to insights, which is, I think, the hot topic of the moment.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, I jones for analytics like that. I love data, but I wish I had more time. So it must be nice to have that much time to really focus on revenue and working with all the kinks out of websites and stuff.
It's really great, especially at the moment, since everybody seems to cut down on their AdWords budget and still want to make the same amount of money. We've got a lot of new clients coming in. We've only just started in October, so we're really a young company.
Excellent. Well, good luck. I hope things it sounds like you're already busy, so you're something.
It's turning out to go really well, yeah.
Great. So, Joost, tell me a little more about yourself. Now, on the website, you mentioned you're a WordPress developer. How did you get started in the WordPress?
Like 3-4 years ago, I started to it's over 4 years ago, actually. I started to work at this search marketing company, and I wanted to start a blog at some point. I already had a website, but I wanted to start blogging, and I was looking for something that was reasonably SEO out of the box. and had some good functionality, and WordPress just fit the bill. And I started using it, and after a while, I wanted to add stuff to it. So I started developing plugins for it, which turned out to be incredibly simple for a developer, at least. And then I just went on and kept doing that.
Excellent. Well, I know that I'm trying to find them here, so I don't remember them off by heart, but some of the great plugins you have, I have used. I really appreciated some of your Yoast Breadcrumbs. That's the one I've used. That's excellent. Yeah. And for anyone who wants some great plugins for their WordPress, yoast.com/WordPress, awesome stuff. He's definitely got quite the bag of tools there. And, of course,
everything's free. Yeah, it's turning into an insane amount of plugins.
Excellent. So I've been reading a bit of your articles and stuff, and that's what really prompted me to call. I was quite impressed with the level of knowledge, and obviously you know your stuff about WordPress. What are the top five most important optimizations to apply to a new WordPress website?
Number one would be to install basically any plugin that allows you to write better titles and meta descriptions. Then number two, so that would be all-in-one SEO, or my preference is Headspace, but they basically do mostly the same thing. So that's the first plugin I'd install. And number two, it would be setting the permalinks to something that looks a bit better than the default ? P is number. And basically, once you've done that, you've got a better optimized system than most people have. But of course, you can go ahead and do a lot more things, like change headings to like regular SEO to make your titles H1s, and to make sure that your blog title isn't the H1 on single pages, stuff like that. Optimizing stuff like the more text you use to link from your front and archive pages to your articles, because usually it will say read more or continue reading. Well, that's not really what you'd want it to say, so it should be say to stuff like read more on SEO link building, whatever. And then it's just a whole slew of all these little things combined that make for excellent optimization in the end. But that's, well, the article you mentioned is quite long, and I'm finding out new things to optimize each day. It's just that SEO is this game of a few big things and a couple of hundred small things you can do on each side.
I'm looking at it. Congratulations for winning the semi award. That's phenomenal. It's good work.
Yeah, thanks.
It's a really great article. I was reading through it, and I got a lot of great tips. We're actually going to be launching our new website, Stepworth.com's new website, in a few weeks. And it's based completely on WordPress. So this was very timely, and that's what really made me go, I got to get him on the show. it's fascinating how much there is to it, and it's even more interesting to hear that you're still learning new things you can do with WordPress. I mean,
I'm probably going to update this article pretty soon with a few new things, because some things have changed and some things have improved to other things. The new canonical links that the search engines announced last week on SMX, for instance, that stuff that you can play with really nicely.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things that I've always been curious about, and I've seen arguments either way, actually, but WordPress, as you've mentioned in your article, has a lot of potential for duplicate content, because there's so many different ways you can see the same content. What is the best way to, like, which parts do you want to block, which parts don't you want to block to the search engines?
Really, really depends on how you build your site and your theme. If you install WordPress out of the box right now, you get a date archive, a tag archive, a category archive, and subpages of the homepage. So that's basically four different ways of getting to posts. Mm-hmm. I think that's a bit too much. So I usually disable both the date archive and the either the category or the tag archive, or I make sure the category and tag archive are really different. Because what happens a lot is that people start using both categories and tags, and they make a category SEO and a tag SEO as well. And once they do, they've basically cut two completely duplicate pages, with the only difference being one is called slash category slash SEO, and the other is called slash tag slash SEO, and there's the same content there. So what I try to teach people, and myself all the time, because I make this mistake too, is to use categories for the broad categorization and then tags for the more subtle, smaller things. So, but that's quite hard to do well.
So would you say that if a person's going to have any issue with that, they should just stick to one and forget the other?
Yeah.
Okay. And which one would you stick to?
Probably easiest. I do both. I try to do what I just explained. So I try to do a category WordPress and then tag WordPress plugins and the tag for WordPress themes and the tag for the more specific things.
Right. So stick with categories then, I would imagine. If you had to stick to one category.
Yeah, well, I'd stick with tags because that's easier to maintain in the end. Okay. But stick with one or the other, it doesn't really matter.
Now, one of the things I did notice, you mentioned a Headspace and also the all-in-one SEO plugin. Now, the all-in-one, as you know, and right out of the box, WordPress immediately says, use the all-in-one SEO plugin. It's like, it's one of the most popular downloads, you name it.
Yeah.
Is there any advantage between the two, Headspace and all-in-one SEO plugin? I mean, you mentioned they're pretty much the same, but there must be something that stands out.
Yeah, well, Headspace has a lot more options to do stuff like integrating all sorts of statistics, authenticating with webmaster tools, stuff like that. One thing that all-in-one SEO does that I really, really hate, it does by default generate meta descriptions. If you're going to auto-generate meta descriptions, you might as well just not do it. It's just absolutely no use. Because Google will be better at generating one for you than you will yourself, so you'd better leave it then. So I think people should write their own meta descriptions or just don't bother.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll touch on a few more points on WordPress optimization.
Go behind the scenes of SEO 101 with their Facebook fan page. Search for SEO 101 Podcast on Facebook now.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Hey, have you got the number for Jerry's Pizza?
Look it up on localpages.com.
Localpages.com. Well, what if I wanted a business number in Miami?
Localpages.com.
Can people find your business online? Be seen with localpages.com on every local listing in all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, MSN, and Ask. With over 6 billion quality searches a month and bids starting as low as 1 cent, get connected with local consumers at the exact moment that they're looking for you.
San Francisco, Green Bay, London.
I told you, localpages.com.
List your business on localpages.com now and get $100 in free local advertising. LocalPages.com, bringing your neighborhood to you.
When it comes to finding the right customers with the right keywords, all you have to remember is ABC Search. ABC Search is the world's largest privately held pay-per-click network, giving advertisers the best pay-per-click traffic with over 6 billion searches a month and industry-leading protection using ClickShield. Their patent-pending fraud identification software, you can trust ABC Search to deliver the best possible traffic. When thinking about PPC and publisher solutions, all you need to remember is ABC Search. Quality partners, quality search, abcsearch.com.
SEOseek.com is your one-stop site for everything SEO. From search engine marketing to pay-per-click management, SEOseek.com delivers high-quality SEO services at affordable prices. SEOseek.com can help you with SEO analysis, monthly reports, title and meta tag optimization, email support, and so much more. Want to keep your SEO in-house? Let our professional trainers teach SEO to your staff. Get a free quote and a free competitive analysis today at SEOseek.com.
The Shoe Money Show. Ring on the bling.
Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific.
Or on demand anytime inside the advertising channel.
On WebmasterRadio.fm.
Turn it crank in the cash.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm. I'm Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. My co-host Jennifer Evans-Lakecock cannot be here today, but as we were just touching on, I've got Joost DeVock on as a special guest today, and he is... He's a WordPress optimizer. WordPress optimizer extraordinaire. And before the break, we were discussing the all-in-one SEO plugin and some of the disadvantages over Headspace. And that plugin definitely seems to stick out as one of the best. And I certainly listened to Joost over the top plugin line. When you do install WordPress right off the bat, it's one of the top plugins recommended is the all-in-one SEO plugin. But by the sound of things, go for the Headspace. So was there anything else you'd like to add on that? And I cut you off at the end there, Joost.
No, not really. I mean, all-in-one SEO does its work pretty okay other than that. Another plugin I always install is my own Robots Meta plugin, which allows to no-index follow certain categories, stuff like that, if you'd want to do that. No index following specific pages, stuff like that. So it allows for a bit more granular control of what search engines see and what they don't see.
Cool. So tell me, you've been so involved in WordPress over the years. It upgrades quite often. When they do upgrade, occasionally they enable the odd new marketing capability. Has the latest upgrade revealed anything new?
2.7 is especially cool because of the new backend and the new admin environment and the core update stuff. Because in 2.5 they introduced auto update for plugins, and in 2.7 they introduced automatic update for WordPress itself. It makes life so much easier if you run tons of WordPress blogs like I do.
No doubt.
So
would you say that there was any marketing capabilities that were added? I would imagine they add the odd thing that triggers interest, but it could be that there hasn't been one in a long time, but I'm just kind of curious.
No, not really as far as I know. There's a huge discussion on the mailing list for the WP Hackers mailing list, which is the mailing list for all the WordPress developers and plugin developers. There's a huge discussion there right now whether the new canonical tags should be integrated into WordPress core. There's a sort of a bias towards SEO within the WordPress community that isn't always as favorable as we'd like it to be.
So are you involved in that group and in influencing the next version?
I'm certainly pushing it because I think it would be a good thing if it were in there. But not everybody agrees yet, and there's a lot of people who think they know what SEO is and actually don't.
Okay. Well, just so our listeners understand, the canonical tag was something we actually discussed in the last episode quite extensively. Jennifer Lakecock and I did, and it's very interesting. It's not widely supported yet by the search engines, but they are agreeing they're going to. At this point, I understand only Google has adopted it. And what essentially it does is by putting in a reference within your header, you can actually specify what URL is the default for the page that the search engines have reached. So if they've gotten to the page using a URL with some extraneous characters on the end of it, which may be used for tracking, and they get to the page and they see this canonical URL tag, they will actually default to what you've specified instead of using that extraneous URL. And potentially, if you'd had both within the search engine, you'd end up with duplicate content. So I just want to add a little background there. But it's great.
Yeah, it's absolutely great. For the record, it'll probably still index that weird URL. And if you search for it with a site colon query, it will probably still show up. But it won't rank anymore.
Right, so, and any page ranks or anything like that, I guess, would be passed along as well.
Yeah, it's basically a 301 in a soft way. Nice. So a 301 redirect in a soft way.
Excellent.
But it's a very cool, neat feature. And for you guys, you've in the US, you've got a couple more search engines. But basically here in Europe, we've got nothing else but Google. The market share here is over 95%, so we don't really care about anything else.
That's fascinating. I actually didn't know that. I knew it was high, but I guess I haven't done a lot of European work, and I always assumed there were some bigger ones. I know that some of the major countries, like Russia, of course,
has its own. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Russia is not really Europe as well.
Yeah. Well, I always think continents. Very basic.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I was really fascinated with in the article as well was the comment optimization. I think a lot of people forget about this. Can you explain, it's a bit of a broad question, I'm sorry, but a little bit what you can do with comments to make them work for you?
You can do a lot with them. There's two things about comments in the article. One is how to get more readers involved into commenting on your blog. And one is what to do when you've got too many comments on a post. But I'll start with the first. Comments really make your blog into a live environment. They allow people to give you feedback, which is really important if you want to improve what you're doing. So you have to ask them to comment and not just say no comments or stuff like that, but change that sentence, which you can easily change in your theme usually, to stuff like no comments yet, your thoughts are welcome, I'm citing my own article now, or I want to share your thoughts about the subject, stuff like that. Really engage people to do something. Just ask them, and ask them in the article directly. What do you think about this? And let me know what you think in the comments.
Why don't we just? I'm just going to take a quick break here, and when we'll come back, we'll touch more on the comments, because I think there's a lot in that, and I definitely want to make sure everyone has heard about that.
SEO 101
is now on iTunes.
Write us a review and tell us how much you love us.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Hey, what's that sound coming from your computer?
That's the sound of me making money with referback.com. They've shown me how to... Referback.com show me how to turn clicks on my existing site into cash. Referback gives you free banners, mailers, even your own personal account manager.
Oh, can they help me make money off my blog too?
Absolutely. Your websites, your blogs, they can all be making you money. You can even earn 50% commission on your first month. Put some into your website. Just visit referback.com.
Are your domains locked to the max? If not, your online brand presence and your entire online business could be at risk from internet thieves. Imagine the damage that you and your company would suffer if control of your domain was lost. Protect all of your valuable domains with MaxLock from Moniker, your domain asset management specialist. With MaxLock, even if your email accounts are hacked and your passwords are stolen, your domains are protected in your Moniker account. Transfer your domains to Moniker today, powered by MaxLock, delivering maximum protection for your domains. Find out more at moniker.com/MaxLock.
Andy.
Hey, Jan, why are all the coders leaving so early? Doesn't your department have a deadline of, like, midnight or something? Me and my staff are here all night.
I saved money on my staffing budget by outsourcing a lot of work to offshoring.com. I told them I needed a coder, and they sent me profiles fast. My staff just filled in the little details, and now we're having margarita night.
Offshoring.com. Fast, inexpensive, excellent, and on time. Offshoring.com.
Mobile Presence, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Internet Marketing Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm. I'm Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepworth Web Marketing, and joining me today is Joost DeVock, WordPress Optimizer extraordinaire. Before the break, we were discussing comment tags, commenting on WordPress and just how powerful that can be. And I'd like to continue that, and I cut off Joost there, but if you'd like to continue, I think it's quite fascinating just how, yes, you can also get people interested in replying by asking them, you know, what did you think of what I just wrote? But after that, there is even more to it, and of course that seems simple to me. But after that, there is a lot of stuff. Like one of them was the comment relish plugin. Could you discuss that?
I used to use the comment relish plugin, which sent people an email when they commented for the first time. I've understood since then that's actually against the law in a couple of countries. I stopped using that because you're basically sending them unsolicited email. So I switched to my own new plugin, which I coded after that, which is Comment Redirect, which redirects people who've commented for the first time on your site to a new page. Where you can say, thank you for commenting. If you like my blog, check out this and this, and I hope you'll be back. Stuff like that.
And have you found the redirect, is that only work the first time they do it as well?
Or it only works the first time they use that email address to comment.
Okay, interesting. And keeping people in the conversation, I think one of the thing you mentioned also is you actually go and try to engage them on their own blog to show that you are more interactive. I thought that was fascinating. I mean, it's not a lot of time we have to do that kind of thing, but I think that was a really interesting point. Do you make the time for that?
I make the time for that. And I think I get an average amount of 20 to 30 trackbacks a day. If you don't comment back on those, that amount will go down pretty quickly. Try to check out their sites. And, of course, you won't always have the time to check out every comment or site. But if someone leaves a really insightful comment and really has put some effort into engaging in a conversation with you, you should return the favor.
No, I totally agree. I think it's wonderful. I think it's very interesting that you make the time to do that. I think that everyone has such busy days that they go, oh, no, I just don't have time for that. But like you said, it's something you've got to do. You've got to get that kind of engagement.
I'd rather do that on all my articles than write an article more each week. I think the conversation is what it's all about. It's not about me blasting something into the air.
Excellent. Now, one of the things that we're getting near the end of the show here, but one of the things that interested me was you have on your WordPress blog, you actually have a social network, a line of social buttons that people can click on to add your article to social networks. Is that a plugin or is that something you customize? I was just curious.
It's my own Sociable plugin. It's actually my most downloaded plugin. Search for Sociable on WordPress.org. I think it's still somewhere in the top 10 of most downloaded plugins. It's actually quite popular.
Great, thank you. And the last thing, are there any other great online WordPress resources for our listeners to subscribe to? I mean, yours is obviously one I would recommend to anyone. Is there anything else or any other places people should keep an eye on to keep in touch with the SEO and perhaps any other thing else that's being added to WordPress?
SEO, I'm afraid not too much. There's not really that much competition in that space, which is both good and bad, I think. Let me think. We've got this. This is really bad, but I've forgotten his name now. One English guy who is really good with WordPress as well. Well, just search for WordPress SEO blog, and you'll see that there's not too much there.
Okay. Well, that certainly answers the question. Well, thank you very much, Yost. It was a pleasure having you on today, and I think it's wonderful to hear more about WordPress. I mean, it is so powerful, and it's finally being acknowledged that way. I mean, as there's so many blogs out there, I know many SEOs that are now insistent upon using it for new websites as their content management system. I mean, I think that's pretty amazing. So I think you maybe end up with some competition soon. It's sounding like it's...
Oh, yeah, I hope so. I mean, I can't... the amount of work that comes out of that is incredible. So if someone thinks he's up to the game, please do start and contact me. I might move some work your way as well.
Excellent. Well, on behalf of myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepworth Web Marketing, and my unfortunately absent co-host, Jennifer Evans-Laycock, Director of Social Media at SiteLogic, thank you again. And you've been listening to SEO 101. We hope you tune in next Monday at 5 Eastern Time or 2 Pacific for our next show.
The level of connection you feel in your home dramatically influences your experiences there. Get the tools to control that connection in your communities with the first multifamily platform that unifies management and resident experiences to create smart apartments. Talk to a RealPage consultant today to see how your properties can meet the future of multifamily with the Smart Building Suite.